We are blessed, aren't we? And there are so many testimonies, but today we can only take one, probably two. Sister Alice, come here and make it nice and sweet. And believe it or not, this girl is mine also. Yes. Eh? I have no choice but to just brag. Eh? When you see her with my girls, Jerry and Mwehaki, they are triplets.
Yes. I'm Alice Koinange, and I found out about mitzvah through Wangeshi. And the last time I was here, Pastor Jane, it was April the 1st, and you were preaching, and I just got this so I can read what you said. And you said, any deal pending will close, so says the Lord. So we're planning to buy a house, and we're waiting to close. And the bank said, we're not going to close. So I called Wangeshi, and I said, no, you know, Pastor Jane said, you know, any deal that's going to close will close, and I'm going to trust in God. So I called my husband and my three girls before the baby came, the fourth one. And my husband was like, what are we going to tell the girls? So we told the girls, they started crying. I said, oh God. So my husband, I saw his face changing. I said, oh no, no. So I said, I thank you, God, because your word came forth. It's not going to return void. And I believe we're going to close. So anyway, we lost that house. But the second child who was crying, Nemo, I told her, you know what? No matter what, God is faithful. And this ministry I went to, I believe in that lady. I believe in that pastor. And it's going to work. So I said, go online, find the house you want, and we'll buy that house. And she did. She found the house. We got a new mortgage company, and we closed. And Wangeshi is my witness. So I want to say that this ministry is the real deal. And Pastor Jane, you are of God. And I'm so glad I'm connected with this ministry, and that's why I'm back again, and I'll keep coming back. God bless you.
Praise the name of the Lord. And I have been in that house. It's awesome. It is beautiful. It is huge. We thank God for that. You know, God has brought us to a place, you know, a spacious place. Even the children of Israel were told that wherever I'm sending you, it is big. And we do it big in Texas. Praise the name of the Lord. Mrs. Waremwe. Just quickly come and give us a testimony and come with your son, with your nephew. You're on the list. And you just came right on time. And come with your son. We want to miss... Okay. Sister Florence says, I am not going to be left behind. after the Waremu. This is the young man we were told about yesterday. That he had to come here. Come here. All the way from Kenya to get saved here. Yes. And you know, the word of God says that we shall overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So just tell them what God has done for you.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, my name is Maurice Kisheru, and this is my aunt. Yeah. As she has just said, I came from Kenya about 3 weeks ago. And I didn't actually intend to get saved or anything like that. Yeah. To be honest, I just came to visit. Yeah, she had invited me to come to a conference. So when I arrived, things just happened, and I found myself, when they gave the altar call, I found myself in front there, and I accepted the Lord. So I'm glad to be here with you all, and it's a wonderful place to fellowship. Amen. Yeah, and I hope to get to know you all. Yes, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, this is answer to prayers.
Yes.
He doesn't know, but when I knew that he has gotten a visa, I was like, if he enters that plane, by the time he lands here, he will add a different person.
Amen.
That was my prayer. Amen. Anyway, so he landed and... he got saved. And I thank God. Answered prayers. And we are expecting bigger and greater things in God. I have been telling him, now you are in God, you are a child of God. Hey, makubwa. Many big things are coming on your way. So I thank God. He is a faithful God. And when we pray, believing and trusting in him, he will never put us to shame. Yeah, he's a faithful God. When he promises, it's for sure. When he says his promises are yeah and amen, it is. So God is so faithful. So the mother is also, she came, she was also coming to visit. I told her that we have the conference, and I told her, me, when people come to visit me, we don't stay at home. If it's a Sunday, we go to church. So I told her, you came the weekend, I'm coming for conference, we go to the conference. Now she went shopping a little bit because she's going back to Kenya tomorrow, but she's still coming. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Glory be to God. For a number of years, let me just say, finish her testimony. What she told us yesterday that probably some of you do not know. She was trusting her husband to come from Kenya. He had gone to Kenya and he kind of overstayed. You know, the planes to come back on this side were constantly full. So we, through the prayer line, through the prayers of an agreement of the brethren, he landed on Wednesday. Yes, so that is why she's radiating like this. Last night she gave us a testimony of wholeness. Mohiki, just 2 minutes, please.
Praise God. I am Florence Mudhoi. And born again. I remember last year, April 1st, I went to MISPA conference. It was at Victory Church. And Pastor Jane prophesied upon my life and said, you are going to have a great summer. And I said, yes, I believed in that word and said, every deal that is not closed will close. That time I was dating Paul. And on May 18th, I got engaged to him. I had a great summer. 2 weeks ago, we just had our wedding. It was glorious wedding. So anytime I hear of MISPA, I am running there.
Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful things happen in MISPA. Wangeshi, please come and give us the testimony, the announcements, please. So there are some things that Pastor Jane declares, and you just need to hold them. She quotes the Bible, by the way, that none of them shall miss a meat. So if you are missing, go to the word, see it is still there, and say, God has not changed his mind. It is still there, so I'm believing it.
Praise God. Thank you, ma'am. I'm so glad all of you are here. Wow, I'm so blessed by those testimonies. We thank God. My announcements are short. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Pastor Tony and Pastor Catherine. Thank you for opening your home for us to come and fellowship. We do have a cup of tea after this, so please do not leave in a hurry. And we're just happy you're here. We prayed with you in mind. So thank you for coming. And tomorrow we'll be fellowshipping here. So those of you who are able and have permission from your home pastors, come and visit here with us. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. If I say she's mine also, I'm not bragging. She truly, truly, truly is mine. And she has actually given me 3 grandchildren. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the blessing. You associate with the anointing, you also get anointed. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to go a little faster now. There are many of us who are coming here, and probably, who is very new to MISPA here? Who does not know much about MISPA? For your sake, we'll run those clips again. We want you to know what this ministry is all about. Me, I can talk about Pastor Jane because she's my kanyanya. I met her and I loved her that much that I decided to take her daughter for my son. She's the very first person that I met when I came here, and we prayed in her house. And I can assure you the blessings that she prayed over me with Bishop Margaret Wangari, I have lived to see them. I have lived to see them. She took me on my very first mission. I was doing missions in Kenya, and I was asking, now I'm going to America, how will I continue with the kind of life that I've been doing? But she took me to San Diego when I didn't know which side was up. You know, you're just seeing big, huge buildings. And, you know, America can be intimidating sometimes. And especially if you land in California. Yes, thoroughly intimidating. And we went there, and I remember so many of the things that we spoke about as we were going. I have lived to see them because God's word is true. Now, before we show you this clip, I want to tell you that there are some things that are written here in the word of God that you can live by. It is not just a ministry that prays. it also, you know, you can pray for somebody and tell you, Kanyanya, be warm, go well, and God bless you. But you have left me in the rain. You have left me without food. And what is the true religion? Pastor, please tell us. True religion takes care of widows. I am telling you, if you take care of widows, if you take care of orphans, if you adopt men of God and say by hook or crook, you are my son, and see where they are going and you go with them, and take care of the women. When I say men of God, we are also men. Woman. And you take care of the foreigners, you are provoking God for a blessing. You are provoking God for a blessing. If you don't believe it's true, go to the Word of God. And a time will come when you'll have to think of, you know, God will tell you, bring your case, state your case, so that you can be acquitted. You know, present your stuff. Why do I have to bless you? Why do you want me to do this for you? Hezekiah was, you know, when he was told that he was going to die, he had something to stand up and say that, Lord, remember. And I'm telling you, if a time that ever comes, and you have something like this to tell God, remember Mizpah, remember those women in Moiga, you know, God has no choice but to bless. He says that he watches over his word to perform it. And he is true. He is faithful to his word. So we are going to see some of the lives that people, the Mizpah ministry has changed, because other than praying and taking care of widows, there are so much. Pastor will be coming to tell us about some of those. And for them that were not here in the morning, that's the bit that you missed, because she gave us the story from where her genealogy all the way to where she is right now. And I can assure you and I can attest that she is a faithful woman of God. I have worked with her long enough to know, and I really thank God for her. Another thing that I want you to remember at the back of your mind is that there are some things that God has promised that he will do for you if you remember the needy and the poor. And because I don't want you to think that I'm making it up, I'm going to read a few words from Psalm 41 from the NIV version. It says that blessed is he who has regard for the weak. Some verses will say for the poor. The Lord delivers him in times of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. The Lord will bless him in the land and not surrender him to the desire of his foes. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. There are seven things that we have seen that the Lord will do. If you have regard for the poor, if you have regard for the widows, if you have regard for those categories of people that we mentioned about, that the Lord will deliver you. Who wants to be delivered from whatever? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be preserved? Do we need protection? Do we need to be blessed? Do we need to be sustained by the Lord? And do we need to be restored? Those are promises of God. They are written here in the Word of God. I did not make it up. So take God by his word. We are going to ask that you show us the clips so that we can see and before and after of what Mizpah has come. Yeah, ready. Wow, isn't that something? Can you imagine cooking in shacks like those? Just this morning, Pastor was telling us about a boy who came to her and said, you know, after the house had been completed, and said that, Pastor Jane, I just came to thank you because now I can invite my friends to our home. He had no home that he could have invited people. And here we are living in luxury. Before you came, I am so sure every one of you was supported here by prayer. There are others, it was not just prayer, it was prayer and fasting. There are some people here who Caves and Karura and Gong Hills know you by name. And you are saying that when I get to America, Mungu kinipeleka America, if I get there, I will do this and the other. You have an opportunity now. Probably you may not be able to go, but there's somebody who has dropped everything else she could have done, she might have been doing, and has offered to go. I know Pastor Jane had a very lucrative job when I met her. She was a manager in a big chain of restaurants. By now, probably you would have been having a chain of your own. But she chose and she purposed that I'm going to reach those people there. So she dropped everything else that she was doing. And she decided that she's going to be our hands and our feet. So you may want to go, but for some reason, you cannot go. Here she is. You can send her. The book of Romans says, how can they go unless they are sent? Whom do you think is going to send? I can assure you that Angel Michael is not coming now. And Gabriel, you are the ones that are going to send her to go there. And if you think it is much, to build a house cannot pay for you 2 months' mortgage. And what happens when you don't pay a mortgage? You are foreclosed. And there is no that, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. But I can assure you, you can stand with one house and just say that every time that, you know, you are threatened with a mortgage, that, Lord, remember. You know, I helped a woman who was in need. Just have mercy upon me. And I'm not saying that we are doing this to twist God's hands. It is because he watches over his word. He has said that in giving, in the way of giving. So I can assure you, if you cannot afford a house, you can get one or two others. And as we are talking, there are some people here who have built even more than one house. That me, I will do it. I know, I can count them. Here in Dallas, we have built 4 houses. Seattle, they have built 4. We can even say that as a group of friends, we are going to do this and the other, and just target, you know, just budget or whatever. And it is doable. Pastor Tony, it is doable. And that will get you a blessing that will go to your generations, to the, you know, generations to come. There are also chicken coops that we do because, yeah, a house is 3,000. A chicken coop, which is 500, will sustain that family. They will not be going borrowing and begging because they have enough food for themselves from the cuckoos and they have something to sell. You also saw that they have greenhouses that they can get, you know, grow their own tomatoes for their own supply and also for sale. So they're also having a livelihood. And we know that in Kenya we don't take care of our widows. So if we can help these widows through Pastor Jane, God will remember you in heaven. There's also the water tanks. She went and she saw how they are struggling with water. Muiga is not a very prosperous place, I'm sorry to say. I'm sorry. The people there are kind of on the needy side. And we have been brought here for a purpose. We have been sent here for a purpose. We have been placed here for a reason. So please just take that challenge upon yourselves and see what you can do for God. I'm sure Pastor Jane will be telling us more about this. And she'll be going again in about a month's time. You'll be here in December. So I'm going to ask her to come and continue now.
You already said that. Can you clap for Kanyanya? The dowry is paid in full. After this, you don't owe me anything. Yeah,
you are my witnesses. What's going on? Every
yeah. Time there is interest. Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Yes. Yeah, we thank God. It's good to see you, Mudhoi. Mudhoi came from California. Yes, yes. Yeah, Mudhoi, yeah, good friends with my daughter. You are the daughter you took, Wajiro. Yeah. These are the people who eat in my house whenever they are in California. So Florence, yeah, you better take care of Mudhoi. We'll come after you. Yeah. And there's another person I saw. Oh, Jerry, how are you? That's my daughter there, Jerry. Is that your husband? Can you imagine I have not met her husband yet? Yeah, thank you. God bless you. Yes, how many know Koi on the line of prayer? Koi, they are twins. Yeah, Koi, yes, and we want to thank God. We want to thank God they brought those children up. I'm their mother. Yeah, it's not where Kanyanya is. Everybody that is nice is her. Yeah. And we want to thank God. Before I forget, I want to. And it's good to see you, John. That's Zinani's husband and the daughter. Oh, wow. Yeah. We thank God. We bless. Is that Grace? Oh, Grace, yeah. Yeah, we thank God. Yeah, house full. We bless the Lord. Yeah, I'm going on the 1st of December, and I want to thank God. I want to bless the Lord. In the morning, I gave the whole detail of why I do this. It did not just happen. It's the things that God, you hear it. I was doing it in a small scale. I used to go there and just buy them a little bag of sugar and that, the widows, because my mom became a widow when I was in high school. I was in Form 6 at Merelike Girls. And through how the struggle and how the neighbors helped educate 11 of us. We're 11 in the family, and I'm the firstborn. Later on, I was doing it just small. I heard the voice of God telling me, do big. I was just walking from a widow's house, and I heard a voice behind me. Yeah, does God speak? Hey, I don't have to. I know he speaks. I heard the voice. And I looked, and I did not say anything. And then the second time, do it big. Yes,
And I know God could read my heart. I was not understanding what he's saying. He said, I want you to do big. And doing it big involves you and me. Mother was saying, I was there in July, and we went to another region. Our goal is to go to every county in Kenya, 47 of them. But we started in Jerusalem. I started my own village where I know them and they know me. Yeah. Last time when I went, I found another need, the water tanks. In between the road to Nanyuki and the road to Nyahululu, there is an area there we have so many people who have bought the land there. It's a dry place, and that's the place we went. And you saw my daughter there, we were climbing those hills with my daughter Mudoni. She works in Northern California. She had gone there. And now she appreciates what I do. At least she saw it. She thought I'd just go there and have a good time now. We realized that place is so dry. We visited the widows. And as we were walking, after we parked the car because we could not drive to where they were, there were about three widows who were carrying the mitogis with water. There was no water then. I thought this... that doesn't happen anymore. Because when I grew up, we used to carry those. And so we stopped. And they told us that they have walked, one had walked like about 3 miles. Yeah. And the other one, I think, had walked even farther, yeah, to get just water. And I felt the Lord, this is another need. We had visited them, so we want to build houses. Because that's the way we do it. We visit them and do interview. Those who are children who can take care of them, we don't build houses for them. Because the Bible says the widows, they should be taken care of by what? By their children. So we saw that need. They usually get water from the government, but it's maybe twice a month. Yeah, and they don't have somewhere to retain that water until the next next time they get the water. So God put in my heart to buy water tanks. And the water tanks is only $200. So for 10 widows that I visited their home, because I didn't have time to visit everybody, and they felt, people of God, the scripture is so clear, even as mother was reading. And let me tell you, let's do it. This weekend the Lord spoke to our heart. It's the weekend of watering. Proverbs 11:25 says, those who water, they will also be watered. So this one, let me tell you, prophetically, and those who believe in prophets, we are declaring every area of your life that is dry. Any, it doesn't matter what, financially, physically. You know when you're full of sickness, your body is not fruitful? Yeah, you're dry. Yeah, marriages. What about businesses? What a place of work you have worked for so many years, no promotion, nothing, you are stuck. I am telling you, I heard it from the Lord. Yes, you know, those who don't believe, that's okay. But those who believe, God's still speaking. He said, this weekend, your life will never be the same. I would rather be found be making mistake believing than not doing anything. Yeah. Buy those water tanks. Our goal is to build 5 houses this time. And there was a time we were struggling with one. Now, in December, we want to build 5. And we already have money in the account. Yeah, as I flew from California, her money for 3 houses. Hallelujah. Let's give God a clap. Yeah. On December the 10th, we will be meeting all the widows in the region. There are 250. Did you see the number growing? We started small. And as we meet on the 10th, we feed them. We have a caterer. We already contracted with one of the caterers who comes from Nairobi. We feed them with good food. Those who know those caterers, they cook well. And they have the fruits. We buy pineapple from Thika. And I have invited some of people in the government, and I pray they are coming. So we want to do it good that day, because you don't want to be working and people come, they found a second-hand kind of meeting. If you want to involve those people who can also go back to the office and say, we found them, they are doing something good. Can the government come in now and support? So we'll be ready. Yeah, also we need money for that. But I'm telling you, maybe you're here. As mother was saying, this group here, people have built their houses by themselves. I've received checks. I don't want to call them there because they were. But I'm telling you, from this Dallas, 4 houses. That's about $12,000? Yeah. They have built so far. We have 10 houses built. Seattle, we went the other time. I went home with money for 2 houses. They have built now, there are three houses from Seattle. Others are from you with your 200, 300, 500, 600, 1,000. I have done them. And we have built very chic and coops. Hallelujah. 30 women, they have now income. They have business. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot. Who can I come to? To you. I'm not going, if I go to a stranger, I start telling them that, they'll just, but you have family. You know what I'm talking about. You know it. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. And I know tonight somebody is going to do something. Do it. Yeah. Buy the water tanks. 10 of them is because I'm limited. I did not go to them. You can say, I'm going to buy 5 water tanks. That's the thing. I'm going to buy even 20, 2,000. I want to buy 1. I can afford all that. Oh, I'm going to build a house, 3,000. Oh, I'm going to join with my friends. Yeah. I told you when I was here, we were praying for the car. How can we pray for the car when I did not even could not raise one? But the Lord spoke to me when I was flying from the KLM over the Atlantic. Go ask the prayer group, to pray. I did not ask for money. And I went to the group in our church, and I said, I want us, you, please pray with me that I may get the car. Because renting a car, Nganga, you go all the time. Renting a car is more expensive in Kenya than here. Can you imagine it's more? I stayed for a month. By the time I left, I had used all my money spending here. Of course, I have to visit the widow. I can't walk. I have to drive. Yeah. So in that meeting, I'm trying to tell you when God speaks, so you know. In my own understanding, I could never tell people, can you buy me a car when we are struggling even to build a house? Yeah. So I went to the group, and when we were staying there, and I'll go very quickly because we don't have so much time. One of the men who was sitting in the corner there took that vision. He said, Jane, you, how much is the car? You said we pray for the car. What are we praying for? I said, a car. I asked Thomas. Thomas is my son-in-law. He told me, Mom, $10,000 can buy you a good car, but not a new car. But it's a car, a good car, that you can be driving around. So when I was asked the question, I did not think. I just said, $10,000, the same thing I was told, will buy me a good car. Do you know that man took it as his project? Yeah. And it's not somebody we were talking all the time. He took it as his project, went to his friends. Maybe he went and said, you know what? I want to buy a mission car for Pastor Jane. Can you help me? 5 people, only 5. Within 2 weeks, the same prayer meeting, he came and dropped an envelope with $10,000. Hallelujah. Yes, it can be done. I did not ask them to give money, but I did the same instruction I had from the Lord. Ask people to pray. God had already positioned a man. Yeah, it's good to go and listen to what, use the same word God tells you to do. Don't try to add or subtract. Yeah, if I said, buy me a car, maybe nobody would have even done. But I said, we pray for me. And they did. So tonight, And I know you are not. Are you still loving me? Money is not a bad word. When you know, sometimes you'll be talking to somebody when you mention money, they say, you say, why did I say a bad word? It's not a bad word. It's a good word. Yeah. And some of us, we are here because of money. We heard America is a good place. If I'd raised to come. Yeah. That money we're going to use. Do you love me? Yes. Just help me. Help me there. And if it's not today, you can go to our website. Did we put the information? Yeah. Then they'll give Kanyanya there. Put the information. You can use, I also have M-Pesa. So when I go there, please, you can say, do you know when you send me $100 there on the other side? Hey, $10,000! It's big, yeah. It's a lot of money. Yeah. Yeah, do it. And we have what we call what? Cash App? Yes? Take the information there. You can go to the website. And also, when we get the envelope, you can also use the credit card. Yeah. Later on, when we go back to the hotel, we can use our apps and just use it. And you know, it's secure. Your information is secure. Do something in the name of Jesus. Do you know when we come for, it's good also in the funerals, we know we fundraise. Why don't you also fundraise for good things also? Yeah. In the funeral, I see people even giving up. It's good also, but why don't we do also for somebody who is living? Yeah. I know, things are going to happen in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Kanyanya, I'm done. You are so beautiful. No wonder my grandkids are also very beautiful.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling her I know. Because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Tony, I've just sent you something on WhatsApp. I'm trying to get this technology thing. There is one clip that I would want you to see. We are just going to go into the mode of giving now. And there's one particular clip that I love so much. Pastor Jane sent me this when she was in Kenya. They were just opening the house for one of the ladies to get in. And you should see these ladies dancing. We were trying to see it, if we can put it here. It's only a 1 minute clip, and it is so moving. It is so touching. And the reason why I liked it so much is because it is actually reflected here in the scripture. And anything that is written here, I take it very seriously, because I know it is not here by mistake. If you put for us Job 29, as I was saying previously, that there may be a time when you'll go before God to put your petitions. There are times that you may have to go to God and say that, God, remember me for this, that, and the other. A time came like that for Job. And as he was telling God about, you know, remembering all those old things that used to happen in Job 29, I can't read all that, but I'm going to read, let me start from verse 11. He says that whoever had me spoke well of me, and those who saw me commended me. Because, that is verse 12, because a widow who cried for help, and the fatherless who had none to assist them. The man who was dying blessed me. And verse 13b, it says, I made the widow's heart sing. This is NIV. There's one that says, I made a widow dance. And when I think that I can make a widow dance the way they are dancing here, just because of a bow house and a matope chini, you know, then you know the need is great. So would you want to be able to say that I participated in that ladies' dance, that I blessed somebody who did not have a place to cook or to even host anybody, the family? So this is your chance now. We are going to ask you to give. The word of God says, don't come into the house of the Lord empty-handed. And this is your chance to be blessed, to tap into this blessing. So do you have a basket, Wangeshi? And there are envelopes. And as Pastor Jane has said, there are many ways of giving. I can assure you that it is safe. You can also do it through website. But right now, we are in the house. Let us give it in the house. Just purpose, just decide. The word of God says that he gives seed to the sower. So if you tell God that, Lord, bless me, and I will do this, that, and the other. I remember there was one time that a man of God wanted to close off the mortgage back home. And I didn't have much money then. And I told, then, I like that. And I told, in prayer I asked God that, Lord, I would want to send, give him this amount as a seed for something that I needed. And, I just came up with a crazy figure. And guess what? God put that hand in my hands. I mean, that money in my hands. It was so tempting to keep it. But I knew that that is the seed that God was giving me to sow. Whatever it is that I was trusting God for, I got that and many bonuses on top. So if you trust him that, Lord, this is what my desire is, I am going to pledge for this, that, and the other. And if you make a pledge, please make sure that you pay it. God does not like dealing with people who do not fulfill their pledges. So trust God. He will do for you. In the meantime, can we have the Sarge to come and bless us? This lady blesses me. The family blesses me. But there's one time I came and I really needed encouragement. And she sang a song about encouragement, that every often I have to pat myself on the shoulder and say, Wambo, you're doing good. It blesses me. So you are such a blessed, Pastor Pauline, and your family. We love you.
The song is a word from the Lord, and I pray that it will be a word for you too. I wrote this song, and if you want to buy it, it's on iTunes. It's 99 cents. It's just one song. So go there, put my name there, and you get it. Pastor Jane already told us, money is good, huh? Yeah. Awesome. Let's go for it. I don't know what you're going through in your life today, but just know that God is on your side. Unable to move ahead in the midst of just chaos and pain. No way out, pressed in a corner, no future in sight. Things working out for them but not me. Bound in a place and all hemmed in. All things seem lost. Then I heard you say, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to take care, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. In those days when you call, I will answer. Look for me, I'll be found by you. Plans not to harm, only to prosper you. I know. Oh Lord, there's been limitations, disappointments on every turn. No help, no hope, no strength. Everything shutting down. Time turns arise, oh Lord, did I hear you? Made the right move, am I all alone? Is this all I'm living for? But still you say, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to take care, not abandon you. Plans to give you hope for. In those days when you call, I will answer. Look for me, I'll be found by you. Plans not to harm, only to prosper you. Prosper you, yeah. Wait on me, says the Lord. Yeah, have faith for the appointed time, for I will surely come. Wait on me, and you will be set free. Have faith, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Wait on me, says the Lord, and you will be set free. Oh, don't give up, don't give in. Wait on me, says the Lord. Oh, yeah. Plans to take care of me that you hope for. In those days when you call, I will answer. Look for me, I'll be found by you. Plans not to harm, only to prosper you. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Not abandon you. Plans to give you the future that you hope for. In those days when you call, I will answer. Look for me, I'll be found by you. Plans not to harm, only to prosper you. I know, Lord. I know he won't let you down. I know he's always there. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to take care, not abandon you. Plans not to harm, only to prosper you. I know.
Naitwa teknolojia. Pastor Tony, are we good to go? Okay, in the meantime, I'll ask Pastor Tony to come and greet us and welcome Pastor Jane to come and minister to us. But in the process, I know that we'll be getting that. Oh, well, next time then.
Praise the Lord. I must say that being here, the atmosphere and the Spirit of the Lord moving in an unprecedented way. And I don't know what happened, but when I was worshiping the Lord this evening, I was taken aback many, many years ago when my mother was not even born again. And I remember when she surrendered her life to the Lord. And prior to that, you know, we grew up as Catholics. And when my mother gave her life to the Lord, she started crying and praying, and we couldn't understand what was going on. And I remember one evening my dad came and, you know, beat mother. And we kind of, you know, applauded my dad, you know, to what he did, because I couldn't understand why my mother's crying out. But in the secret places, my mother was calling out to God on our behalf, on behalf of my dad, and on behalf of my siblings. And not long time after that incident, I remember my dad in a vision in the night. The Lord came in a vision and showed him all the sins that he had committed. And that right at his bed, he knelt down and he gave his life to the Lord. And I was just thinking, it was because of a travailing woman. A woman who never gave up. A woman who was never intimidated by a man who would kick her out of the house. And many times she would be kicked out of the house and she would join with other women. And they would go in a secret place to call upon the name of the Lord. And not long after my dad gave his life to the Lord, I said, if my dad can give his life to the Lord, then there has to be a God in heaven. And I said, I'm going to give my dad about 3 months. And see how he was going to do it. And I remember giving some promises to the Lord. And I told the Lord, Father, if you're real, just come through for me. And this, I was sitting my exam, you know, I think in, can't remember, I was in the fourth form. And I told the Lord, if you can make me pass this exam, I'm going to surrender my life to you. And I remember, I won a bridal or anything, but I don't even know, but when I was preparing for my fourth, form four exams, I had like a voice was speaking to me that read about this and read about that and read about this. And finally, the examination came and I passed with flying colors. And I couldn't believe it. All because of a travailing woman. And you know what? When I saw about what Pastor Jane is doing, and her aggressiveness in reaching out to what God tells us is a true religion, it touched me. And I just felt like we're in the right place. In the midst of travailing women. You can never go wrong when you have a travailing woman next to you. Praise the Lord. And the atmosphere has been set in this place. And I feel like I'm so blessed that this whole conference place at the Empowerment Christian Center's house. And thank you, Pastor Jane, because I know these blessings. The blessings of travail is being deposited in this house. Praise the Lord. And I feel a refreshment. I feel a renewal. I feel like I wanna call upon the name of the Lord even the more and to seek Him because He has a plan for each one of us. Amen? And so you don't even have any idea how blessed you are to be in this house today. And to be in this anointing whereby the word can be spoken and you can grab a word, run with it, and still trust God to come through for you. Amen? I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm pregnant. Amen? There's a seed that has been planted within me, you know, and I want to support MISPAH Ministries. I want to be part of what God is doing. There's so several things the Lord has been speaking to me. You know, it's like when Mamun, you were speaking here and you said, we made promises. Some of us are here because of a prayer that a woman prayed. And you went to the American embassy. You know, some of you don't even know what struggle is, you know, when you went to get a visa. You went there and they told you to come at 3 o'clock. That's what everybody was being to come at 3 o'clock. For me, it was never so. But it is because somebody somewhere prayed you here. So let us not come and assume that everything we see, the glittering and you're driving a nice car, living in a good home. You are so blessed. And it is time for us to give back. Amen. And so I don't want to say any more word, but I want to welcome Dr. Pastor Jane to this microphone. And are you ready? Can you turn to your neighbor, tell them, fasten your belt? Because you're just about to be blessed by a travailing woman. I like sitting and staying to a travailing woman. And so, Pastor Jane, it is my privilege to welcome you to come and speak the word of the Lord.